And then she went on to talk about being vexed. The scriptures also teach that the Holy Spirit can be vexed. The prophet Isaiah declared, "But they rebelled and vexed his Holy Spirit. Therefore he was turned to be their enemy and fought against them." That's what happened to Baal. Baal, the prophet Baal, vexed the Holy Spirit. He was going to kill him. And eventually Moses did kill him. He sent his soldiers and they killed Baal. And Baal did something that was terrible. He was a real prophet, and he turned and he started, he taught Balak how to weaken Israel by sending loose women to the men, daughters of Moab, and they slept with them, and it caused a curse to come on Israel. And this thing didn't die. Now they killed him, and it caused problems throughout the generations, and it started Baal worship. And you know, the Muslim religion took the void of it when God finally, Nebuchadnezzar judged it, and so there was no more mention of Baal worship. And then the Islam took its place. That's the new Baal worship, basically. It's not the same, but it took the void. Kenneth Copeland said it was a spinoff of it. But we vex the Holy Spirit if the Holy Spirit gives somebody something and we don't receive it or we reject it. All Christians can notice the handiwork of God. Sometimes people get in competition. And I hate saying that because Christians do this. It's a trick of the enemy. They get in competition against other Christians. Now, whatever comes through a vessel, it's to be used. So, whoever says something that blesses me, I'm going to honor them. They fought a battle to get that word to me. You know, Lynn Lawson on the radio, he said concepts that I never heard before. And it was good. Charles Capps, Kenneth Copeland, they all said things that really helped me win. I formed strategies based on what they taught. Kenneth Hagin, and he was the main one I listened to. Scott Webb taught a lot of wisdom. When people say something that helps you, I'm going to remember it. I'm going to use it. And if I use it, I can remember who said it. And I'm going to honor that person. Our race is not against each other. It's against time. And every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God are elements we need in our life. And I learned to appreciate it. You don't have to have a big name. You can be famous or not famous. It doesn't matter. You can be a kid. You can be old. It doesn't matter what race. The Holy Spirit caused me to hear what I needed through you. And I thank God, and I thank you too. But, you know, not a lot of people, they'll only receive from people that they look up to. And if somebody they don't look up to speak a word, they get offended. And that vexes the Holy Spirit. Because you're not vexing them, you're vexing God. Because if any messenger come to you in his name, no matter how old, young, or where they come from, the way you treat that person is the same way you're treating the Holy Spirit. The same way you're treating God. Jesus said, whoever come to you in my name, if you reject them, you reject me, you reject the Father. So if the Holy Spirit inspired the word and you get offended at the person, at the vessel, and you reject it, when people do it, that vexes the Holy Spirit. Now, you've changed the whole dynamics. Because God, if God pour more anointing on you and your ministry grows, you're going to have a crop of people who vex the Holy Spirit. So, and the Lord taught me. I didn't know these things, but they were right there plain as day. We bear fruit after our type. What we do, our character, the way we conduct ourselves, that's what people did. When a man preached, and when people don't know, when they're converts, they don't know any better. They're looking at you. If God put you in charge of a ministry, they're looking at you. whatever you say is good. And they eat it like soup. And they'll take the poison with the vegetables. And if you have the wrong mentality or mindset and you act on it, they'll learn it. The abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Whatever you feel in your heart, you can't hide it. It's coming out. And the enemy will that's how seducing spirits and doctrines of devils go so far. Because people receive wrong information and they preach it wrong and the people grow up wrong. And it takes so long to undo it. Even good people, when they say, I don't agree with that, then people gather around, no, you're being rebellious. When people love God, false doctrine vexes them. And so eventually they'll say, I'm not going back to that church anymore. It's a lot of people won't go to church now because of it. Jesus said, if you don't build with me, you scatter. And they know that the word of God is right, and people in greater positions are preaching it wrong. And when they say something, that's taboo because that person is of God. And they know that this is not true. And they stick with the word, and when they tell others, it's not popular to believe the word of God, the way it's written. So they just stay at home. Now they're scattered. But they love God, but they're scattered. People, that's why the Lord, so when people change, when they vex the Holy Spirit and won't change, the Lord can't take them any further in their ministry. He has to find somebody else. A lot of good information about, you know, we look at YouTube videos, people are really having visions and going to heaven and talking about it, making videos of it, and it's good. That have always been happening from the time that Peter said, your sons and daughters will prophesy. People have always been having dreams and visions. But now we got a vehicle. Prior, they would tell the pastor, and the pastor, if his views were wrong, he'd squash it. He'd tell them that's just the devil or something. or they would take it lightly. But now, it's, you know, the Lord knows what he's doing. In preparing people, he has to build on a foundation. People try to make, they try to use intellectual means to make a ministry grow. And it gets in the way. It scatters people. The only thing that don't scatter people is what God gave. The foundations that God gives. If you build wrong and then repent and continue to build, you got, the church, whatever was wrong got to be, you're going to suffer lack for that. That's got to be removed because God builds on a strong foundation. He taught me that. So that's why following God is the only way. We can't know some of these things that he gives us in our heart. We would never know. We'll fall into the same trap without his guidance. If we didn't need a guide, the Lord wouldn't have sent us a guide. So vexing the Holy Spirit is something to not be afraid of, but to drive it out of our heart. Everything that's not like God, that was one of my confessions. Everything that's not like God got to go. And that helped me to drive out the things that's not right as I detect them. Your love for God will keep, you know, the one scripture says, stay in the love of God. It will protect you and help you do it. It's easy. And when God is foundational, so we become foundational. And when we're foundational, then the people that come, that we minister to, they'll be foundational. If you walk on water, other people are going to walk on water. If you speak the word, if you share the wisdom of God's word, what people can get and they'll see it, it's better. And they'll automatically pick up, they'll know what to watch out for, they'll know what to avoid, and their message will be stronger. And if time happens long enough, we're going to grow old and die. And then the people that replace us will be like us and not like those that went after seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Now, there are Christians who are under ministries that teach wrong, and they're neutralized. God can't use them for greater works because they they have received wrong information. But as they drive it out, it's hard to change your thought process if you receive it. The only way to do it is to receive God's word and drive it out with the word. And that takes courage. The word will give you courage. It takes strength, but the word will give you strength. It takes guidance, and the Holy Spirit will guide you. But they'll have to spend time training to undo what was done against them. We're almost out of time. Offended. As we have mentioned, at Jesus' baptism, the nature of the Holy Spirit was represented in type by a dove that descended upon him. That gentle dove-like nature can be offended. Remember, the Holy Spirit is holy. He wants nothing to do with something unclean. An unclean spirit is a spirit that looks clean, but he's not. And the Holy Spirit, he won't rest on people unless they are in love and receive the word and they don't change. People that will do what he say do. People that love what's right. Now, what I mean, I know we've been baptized in the Holy Spirit. But a long time ago, the Lord taught me something about how when the Holy Spirit rests on you, you can't, he's always with us. He won't leave. He won't forsake us. But we can forsake him, but he won't forsake us. He can reveal his presence and conceal his presence. But even though he's right there with us, watching us, hearing everything we do and say. But if we live a life that's after God's heart, the Holy Spirit will rest on us. And he can cause greater miracles to happen. But first, we have to be at a point where we're going to be foundational from now on. And then the Holy Spirit can tell. By that's why when Peter walked past the people and they saw his shadow, they got healed. The Holy Spirit was resting on him. That don't always happen, but it can. Now, it can happen. I like something she said, and as we continue, she talked about responses of the Holy Spirit individually and collectively. If a church, when people are mature and they love God and they worship him and they live in his presence, the Holy Spirit can rest on the body, on the church group. And when people walk in and just hear the singing, they'll get healed. Before they even sit down, the Holy Spirit is resting on that church. It'll happen different ways. The Holy Spirit is resting on our church. The Lord gives pastor a word of knowledge almost every weekend for specific things that need to be healed. And people are alive because of it. If you welcome the Holy Spirit, he'll rest on you. And the greater miracle, like Mary wants to see greater miracles, that can't happen unless the Holy Spirit rests on his people. Because if people, if they're not right in their heart, if they have any form of animosity, if they don't clear it up, the Holy Spirit can't rest on them. We have to be like him. And that takes courage, wisdom, determination, being a warrior. It takes a lot of elements to do it, but the Word of God teaches and the Holy Spirit will guide us to it. So offending the Holy Spirit is something we can learn not to do. Our habit system. I'll close with this one. The Lord gave me a word that if we change our thoughts, habit system, and what was the other one? It was three things. I'll bring it next week. I got it in my phone, but I have to find it. If he can't be considered for great works until those three things are in place. I think it was the way we think, our habit system, and maybe the way we conduct ourselves, but it's all about the Word of God. We live with foundation. He'll train us, and the enemy's going to try to come and work against, and you're going to defeat him. And the Holy Spirit knows when you when you're strong enough, and when you are and stable enough, He'll rest on you. And I want that's something I've been desiring to see, and I'm beginning to see it now. And I want to see people. Anybody can do this. You don't have to be called to the ministry. You go in His presence and just do what He say do, and do it quick. Do it. Do whatever He say do on time. Though in praying for people, whenever every need you see, pray for it. When you hear a siren, an ambulance, pray for the people in need. That's the heart of God. When you respond to needs, these are also opportunities. And I used to do it more than I do now. When I would hear an ambulance, I would quickly pray for the people in need, because that gives God a chance to rescue them. They're in danger. They may be having a heart attack, wreck. They may have been shot, and the Lord can make the difference. But when you see a need and you respond in faith, that's all God needs. Now what happens? Spiritual wealth mounts up on your life every time you do that. He can trust you with greater things. If He show you something about people, you'll pray for it, you'll see it through, you'll help them. Whatever that need is, you'll help them grow. And sometimes financially. Most of the time it's building them up naturally. But when that happens, spiritual wealth get on your life. And you measure, you know you value God's love even greater. You know that, and you're obtaining mercy because you're showing mercy. It all works together. So when the Lord leads you to the next phase, next assignment, next word, just yield to Him. Enjoy the ride. All right. Your joy increases too. Dear Lord, I thank You for Your word. I thank You for all that You're doing and everybody that You're training. Help these messages to reach billions of people. It's like Brother Horton said, what we present to You in the Spirit, You are blessed. And You will multiply it back to us. Bless many souls to be warned by these broadcasts. In Jesus' mighty name. Help us do all that's in Your heart. Bring us to the point that You can rest on our lives like You so desire. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Good message.